All right, so now I want to talk to you about implants. The technique of implants is a very powerful persuasion technique, and it's something which I very briefly discussed in the Looking Glass technique. But I want to get into it a little bit deeper, because I've had people email me telling me about success they've had with the Looking Glass, but what should they do if they want to take it a step further? If you haven't checked out the Looking Glass technique, then you can find it under the bonus section inside the Inner Circle. But if you have checked it out already, then you'll remember me saying that the Looking Glass is a very powerful form of code reading. And code reading is basically all about making vague statements to your subject that could be applied to almost anyone, and then letting your subject interpret the vague statement in their own way so that it seems like what you've said to them is actually quite direct and specific, whereas in fact, you're not being direct or specific at all. Well, as with code reading or any form of mind reading, 40% of it is actually just implanting memories or redirecting the wording of your vague statements in a way that your target will find meaning to what it is that you're telling them. And that's the interesting thing, actually, about so-called psychics. Psychics claim to be reading someone's mind, but really they're just using forms of cold reading and sometimes even warm reading, which is all about secretly finding out information about your target before you actually make your read. Now, if you want to know more about what the Looking Glass is all about, then you should definitely head to the bonus section, download it, and read through it. But right now, I just want to give you one technique that's going to make implanting the memories into someone's mind even easier. And that's why I've called this section Implants. So if we think back to the first part of the Looking Glass, the first vague statement that I always make is, what I'm getting from you is that you've had some kind of accident when you were younger. Now the reason I say this statement first when I'm using the Looking Glass technique is because pretty much every code read I've ever heard has contained this statement in some form. And the reason why is because it's really so vague and it can be applied to basically 99.9% of people. Now this is the secret of implants that I didn't actually mention in the Looking Glass. And that is that when you make your vague statement, you want to watch your target's eyes. As soon as you see their eyes move, then you know that they're making a transderivational search, which is basically the process of searching back through one's stored memories and mental representations to find the personal meaning of a piece of information. So in the context of the Looking Glass, or code reading in general, when you make your vague statement, the target will automatically do a transderivational search and look back through their memories and then apply the statement that you've made to one of their memories. Now the way you know if your target is doing a transderivational search is if your target removes eye contact with you and then their eyes move to a different location. Now you might remember in the lie detector we talked about eye movements and what they generally mean, but with implants, it's the eye movements you need to look out for. The eye movements let you know that they're doing a transderivational search. So, when using implants, why do we need to know when they're doing a transderivational search? The reason why is because when someone does a transderivational search, they've accessed the memory part of their brain, and when they've accessed this part of the brain, it's extremely easy to give them suggestions that they will accept, and because of that, it makes it extremely easy to implant thoughts or memories into their mind. So, as an example, if we take the previous example that I gave you for a vague statement where I say, what I'm getting from you is that you had some kind of accident when you were younger. What I would do is I would make the statement and then I would watch their eyes to see when they break eye contact with me and then they start doing a transderivational search. And then I will make a suggestion like, and I think it involved a particular person or a thing. So then I implant the statement saying that the memory involved a particular person or a thing, and as long as they're still in the transderivational search, then the suggestion will easily be accepted, because they've accessed the memory part of their brain, and while they're in there, it's easy to tell them what they're going to find, so they will then find a memory, or they will create one, to fill in the gaps that you're leaving out. So that's implants. It's an awesome technique to use, along with the Looking Glass. All you need to remember is make your vague statement, wait until they do a transderivational search, and then implant your suggestion, and it will be easily accepted.